You're going to help me. That's what I want. Okay, that's fine.
You can hear me anyway. But the song, the last one we sang, I think it's just wonderful. I've enjoyed it for many years, 50 anyway. And the third verse. Who can tell me what was the third verse? And when I think. Okay. Can we just recite it together? Not singing it. It's not on the wall. Pardon? And when I say it all together. And when I think that God, his Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross,
his burdens gladly bear.
Yeah.
What?
He bled it. Okay. Well, that wasn't very good. Okay. But anyway, that sure has many times has really taken hold of me to think that he would descend, the Son of God, for me. And he had to die if I was to be saved. Now I got a question to begin with. And the question is this. Real life situation. Who has ever come upon or saw happening as you're driving along maybe, or you're standing on the road, and here you see there's going to be an accident. And sure enough, crash. And there's the accident. And you wonder what's happening. So of course, everybody likes to stop and see what's happening. You can't do much, but you wait there. The police isn't there yet. But the police comes. And he comes there and looks the situation over, and if people are living, the first thing, if they're not or sick, injured, of course, he'll call the ambulance. But what do they do? What's the next thing they do when they come? And what does the police do? I'll give you a little hint. What does he do to the crowd that's around there? Have you ever happened to you? Anybody? What do you think the police, what is he interested in? That's it. Okay. Who saw this? Who witnessed this? Right? I mean, I've had it happen. I've been there. Okay, who's witnessed this? Now, you know what I mean. Have you ever seen a situation like that? Or you're aware of it anyway. Who witnessed this accident? And then, oh yes, I saw a different one. It answered. Yes. Well, Anita asked, well, what did you see? Well, I heard a bang and then I looked. Well, that's too late. If you hear something and then you look, you didn't really see what happened. You can't help the police and tell them, well, I saw this car coming from here. He came from this direction. Because often after an accident, you don't know which car was traveling in what direction. Because they're in all kinds of directions. And so anyway, this is a witness. Now, I'm going to latch on to that expression, having a witness. Now, I'm going to read in 1 John chapter 5. Now, I was told 15 minutes, but I didn't clock myself when I started. So you're going to have to tell me when the 15 minutes are up. You raise your hand, okay? That means I make period, and then I sit down. Okay. Verse 9. I'll start sort of in the middle of a thought. Verse 9 of 1 John 5. You got it? If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. Okay? Do you believe what men say when there's a witness? You know, they called witnesses together when they were crucifying the Lord. And remember what they said? The witnesses didn't agree. One was saying this, one was saying that. So, but the importance is, if there's more than one witness, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, everything shall be established. But the witnesses have to agree in what they're saying. Now, it's very common in the world, in court cases and everything, we receive the witness of men if the witness agrees. Now, here's the thing. The witness of God is greater. Do you believe that? That the witness of God is greater. Do you think God can you can believe God when he speaks? And he has spoken, when we sang this hymn, one of the things is, he has given witness of himself in creation. His eternal power and Godhead is seen by the things of creation. So, what does Satan do? He attacks that because he doesn't want anyone. He says, first of all, there's no God. And people have begun to believe that. And they're teaching that. They have no witness of that. They can't. They say there is no God. And for a long time, there was God is dead. There was that story. And then when they sent up the first spacecraft, and so then they're in unbelief. He said he hadn't met, nobody hadn't seen God up there. Hadn't met him, found him. You know, this is the blasphemy. This is the way people react and speak about it. But God has never, we have a scripture in Acts that says, God has not left himself without a witness. There's never been a time in history where God has been without a witness, no matter how bad it was. And we've heard a little bit about the coming tribulation period. And there's going to be a time when there's going to be two witnesses stand up in the midst of the most difficult situation. And they're going to be killed. The enemy is going to, he's so angry, he's going to kill these witnesses. And then they're not going to bury them. And the whole world is going to see it. When I first, the television came, a brother came to me and he says, I understand now how that's possible. That the whole world is going to see and witness those two men that are killed lying out on the street, left there in Israel, Jerusalem. And then all of a sudden, they rise up, and the whole world is going to see that. What a witness God has, powerful witness. Now, I'm going to read a little more of this portion here that we've had in 1 John 5. You go, we'll back up a little bit. And for the context, begin in verse 5. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record. And then verse 7, that's really introduced there, and not in, found in ancient manuscripts. And I drop down to the center of verse 8. I'll read again verse 7 in the beginning. For there are three that bear record, or witness. And then down to the middle of verse 8, depending on what translation you're using, the Spirit and the water and the blood. That's the three. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. Now here we have a sure witness. God himself has borne witness and testified of his Son. And you remember the story, the account when John was baptizing, John the Baptist, and when the Lord had told him, you know, that you're going to see someone coming here. And when the Lord appeared, he says, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And when he went, the Lord stepped into the water, the Spirit of God descended as a dove, and then the voice is heard from heaven, the Father speaking, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. So you had the Father and the Holy Spirit coming upon him, and the Lord Jesus, the Trinity. All the three persons of the Godhead came to bear witness of the fact, this is the Son of God.